Staff meeting, everyone from this day forward will wear dinner jackets.
Now it's busy.
Hold
on, Beth Ann's got a number.
She used to work there.
Hello, Beth.
Hey there, Beth Ann. You look good in those Tina Fey glasses.
Didn't she drive to North Carolina? That's where she went, down the
beach. I'm sorry, I'm late.
To see her tuxedoed veterinarian.
The vet only deals with dogs and penguins.
That's right. Right. You imagine their staff meetings. Where was your umbrella today?
Got a recording, and obviously it's like five stations.
But do they say right. The penguin?
The Carolina Penguin FM.
Carolina Penguin. Now you got a creature that's surviving out of its element.
Very Carolina cool. Penguin FM. That is officially the dumbest moniker for a radio station we've heard.
But a hell of a name for a hockey team.
That's dumber than Jack FM or Bob FM.
The Penguin. I like
it. Hey, they also have the Bone FM.
The Bone?
Yeah.
The Bone. Well, that's a station you and Allie Cunningham could listen to together.
Bone in.
Oh, we got to do this, everybody. We'll be right back on the Penguin.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I've got to tell you, today was just what I needed. Thanks a lot, Harry.
It was my pleasure, Mary.
So you'll pick me up tonight at 7:45?
Oh, well, no, I got a few things to take care of first, but why don't we make it 7:45?
Stop it.
Okay, 7:45.
The Don and Mike Show. It's the favorite radio program of Charlie M. The Don and Mike Show.
Charlie M. Charlie M. You make me pop your eye out for Charlie M.
www.donandmikewebsite.com. The official site of our show if you want to see what's going on.
Finally saw that Kelsey Grammer thing.
Oh, you're able to click on the link and see him taking the fall?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah. If you go to the daily recap section, we've always got a picture up or a link up. Today it's a picture of Dirty Britney Spears. Dirty, pregnant Britney Spears. We're giving away a trip today to Las Vegas as well, every day of the month of May. Courtesy of Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show. Fly high and get your happy bags. Game tag.
Speaking of DonandMikeWebsite.com, I see nothing wrong with Robert's teeth. I just wanted to pass that along. They're on there, too.
I had a lot of people mention his teeth to me. Had a lot of people send me pictures of other people's teeth.
When I saw Robert's teeth, it reminded
me. They thought resembled Robert's teeth.
Take it easy.
Oh, well, you don't like the bright spotlight being turned your way, friend?
Oh, was it me?
I'm not gonna mention the pictures.
Did I send pictures?
You and everybody else.
That's right. I just saw Robert's teeth, and I was reminded I need to replace some Venetian blinds upstairs.
Well, I hope he gets the deal with the dentist, and they take them all out, and he gets a new set of piano
teeth. The thing with Robert's teeth is, with Robert Mailman's teeth, it's not that they are gross, like they've not been taken care of or brushed.
There's just a long distance to travel in between them.
Man, I mean, this one's going this way, and this one's going this way, this one's got like a space in between them, and this one's going kind of backwards.
Yeah, like an 1880s graveyard. No planning.
Watch it. Thank you to Joe, Beth Ann. They found this station that we couldn't get a hold of in North Carolina. It's the Carolina Penguin, 106.7. We've got the music down cold.
Okay, I see. Oh, dear.
You see the logo?
Oh, dear.
We're going to have to call these guys on the show tomorrow.
And just find out what they were smoking when they made that decision.
Join Jerry Garrard and our friends at Red Bank Wide for the great Music Uncorked. Get a new Penguin disc if you show up. One of our Penguin promotions.
Well, there's the slogan. We've got the music down cold.
Right.
Yeah. There you go.
And it's a penguin.
Hey, it's different, right?
It's a penguin, and he has like a musical note in his hand, and he's playing it like a Gitbox.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah.
Because he's so cool.
He's a cool penguin.
I think you mentioned the website.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the website, you'll see a great picture right now. It's up there under today's daily log, even though we're not done with the show yet. It's a picture of Britney Spears and her baby bump. okay, before she was supposedly hospitalized, which is the word that's out now that she's had some problem. But, Mike, take a good look at that and
okay.
Tell me if you don't want to break off a piece of that.
Oh, she is. And that's the, you know, that's the prediction, that she is just going to get sloppy and dirty, and she's going to Walltown, and that's what's going to happen.
The bride of Federline.
Also, wow. You should know that if you, and I do live at BritneySpears.com, if you go there, you can get on some auction for charity to win a pair of her autographed socks. Now,
oh, man, now, can you imagine that? You want blue or ranch?
Here's the thing. I think they probably never worn. This chick never wears socks.
Right.
Also, she has signed the socks. You can see them on her website. She signed them Britney Spears Federline.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Which is the new name she wants to go by.
I want those socks.
And then there's Jason Alexander. George!
George!
No, the other Jason Alexander.
Right.
The guy that was married to Britney Spears for...
The Louisiana moron?
52 hours.
55 hours?
Something like that. Okay. We received today, I guess on Friday actually, a press release from Kevin Federline, who's broken his silence about... from Jason Alexander about Kevin Federline.
All right, so Jason Alexander, not the Jason Alexander, but the one down in Louisiana, has broken his silence about Federline.
He writes, and I'm just going to read this directly. Oh.
That's better.
People break up, and you go your own way, but you don't go, I love you, baby, and I can't wait to see you. And one day you call, and the phone's cut off. Then she's dating somebody else. She's married to somebody else. Why is it so right with him and not me? No. Everybody thinks our marriage was a joke. It's been hard. Her life went back to normal and mine didn't. It's all messed up. I've thought about it. I loved her. And from what she told me, I thought she felt the same way. All of a sudden, this other person just appears. It's hard when I see her on TV. I'm bitter. And I'm mad. But I don't hold it against her. She's Britney, and I love her.
If only they could have seen what was happening to me.
He sounds like that idiot runaway bride guy down in Atlanta. Oh, and hey, how about her? I know that it's nothing that would have anything to do with the fact that she ran away, but what is it that she stole? She stole like $1,700 worth of stuff from an apartment store.
I didn't pay attention to it all weekend. Did she shoplift?
Not only has she dumped a guy before, which is not a crime, she dumped a guy, I guess, on the telephone is the story.
In a similar situation?
Yeah. And she had to spend a couple of weekends in jail or something because she shoplifted like $1,700 worth of stuff.
It's official. She's just a whack job.
Yeah, she's nuts.
All right.
She's nuts, but she's not as nuts as Jason Alexander.
Now, Jason Alexander, who was a nobody, and now he just can't stand it.
And he's sending out press releases. So now we get these things. We're going to try to get the guy on the phone.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck with that.
Ask him to see if he can just let it go.
Mike, what do you think is the most popular name for a kid in 2004?
Male or female?
Male. If you get this, you got it. You name it, you got it. You get it.
All right, wait, I'm going to give this some thought.
If he guesses the number one name for boys.
Okay.
I'll say Brandon.
No. It's Jacob.
Jacob.
Jacob is number one. Oh. The dynasty continues. Jacob has been the most popular name for boys for 6 friggin' years.
In a row?
Yep.
Yep.
Emily.
Jacob.
Emily has been the most popular name for girls in three of the last 5 years.
We were all born when it was Mike. And we're all Mike. Yes,
do
we
any
are.
Of you even know a Jacob? I was thinking, I don't even know a Jacob. I mean, like in real life. I'm sure there's famous.
Jacob the Liar.
Jacob Marley.
It's a great movie.
And that's where the
I don't think I know a Jacob.
I don't either.
I know Jake.
I know an Emily.
I know a Jake. My buddy's son's name is Jake. But I don't know if that's Jacob.
Because I'm thinking like of Jake the Snake Plumber. His name is not Jacob Plunner.
Jake is usually short for Jacob.
Or it could just be Jake. Could be a given name.
Here are the names. Here are your top boys' names. You have and I love doing this like a DJ. Moving into the top 10.
Are right, you starting from 10 up?
Here we go, yes. 10, Christopher. 9, Joseph. Then William, Daniel, Andrew, Ethan, Matthew, Joshua, Michael, and Jacob.
Oh, so Michael's number two.
Yeah. William is brand new into the top ten.
Hey.
Anthony has fallen out of the top ten.
Good.
Top ten girls' names. Mm-hmm. I go from ten to what?
I bet I can guess number one.
Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. Samantha. Mm-hmm. Ashley. Isabella. Abigail. Hannah. Olivia. Madison. Emily. Emma. Emma, I got this backwards.
Emily
is number one.
Right.
Emma's number two.
Emma's my the middle name of my my youngest daughter.
Let me see. Falling out of the top ten,
yes.
Alexis. Isabella is our highest moving name, going from 21st to 4th.
And number one, as usual, Savannah.
Numbers, something or other.
And for the first time ever, we have a list of the top twins' names.
Ah.
For boys, the most common twin names are Jacob and Joshua.
Tweedledee.
For girls, now get ready to puke. The most common twin names last year for twin girls.
Tell me it's not.
Hope and Faith.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Mary-Kate and Ashley.
No, Hope and Faith, just like the dumb Kelly Ripa show.
Pete and Repeat. Jose and Hose B. Ladies and gentlemen, those jokes brought to you from the mind of Spiewak.
I'm surprised.
He writes them, I read them.
Katie Couric. Hold on, is he right? What else you got? What else, Robbie? What?
Denise and the nephew. There you go.
Okay. You know what?
He's out.
Get in your boat and get in denial. Okay? Denial River.
That's not a joke. That's a history lesson.
You degenerate. Katie Couric. I know you've seen all the press about the Today Show.
Right.
That the numbers are slipping.
Yes, and they're talking about they fired a producer and the whole
Good Morning
night.
America's coming up their ass.
Right. Okay. Well, he didn't mean it, literally.
Okay, good.
You know, Ann Curry wouldn't tolerate that. she'd use her serious voice then.
I hope there's protection.
Yes, that's for sure.
Mr. Roker.
What, can you
Mr.
imagine that?
Roker. You're very familiar with me, Mr. Reed. Mr. Roker, what are you doing?
That's a battle of the network stars right there. Sure I'd love to see that. Man, it's morning show orgy party.
Brought to you by Smucker. Oh.
I'm Matt Lauer.
So, the Today Show is getting an attack from Good Morning America.
Yeah.
Good Morning America is coming from behind.
Yes, they are.
They're bringing up the rear.